I mean, wow. It was, it was eye-opening. It was May Wieters, his wife Maria, fiance Adrian Buck, and Angela Showalter. We all kind of went into different rooms. We probably went into six or seven different rooms and met, injured warriors or guys that had, lost legs or been shot pretty recently. And it was just, really eye-opening and crazy. But the guys were so upbeat and positive that, it kind of put us in a pretty good mood to meet these guys.
And we've talked about this in the past, JJ, but I know Memorial Day has a special meaning in the Hardy household. Your brother served the United States in the military. You have to play the game of baseball, and you're trying to win a game, but there's so much more to a day like yesterday for you personally.
Yeah, I mean, it was it's always special. I mean, for me, I went through a lot, and we've talked about it before with my brother. I think that was in 2004 that he came back from Iraq. And I mean, it really puts life in perspective and what those guys do for us to be able to do what we do. I mean, they sacrifice more than I think everyone knows.
Oriole shortstop J.J. Hardy with us here on WBAL. Speaking of that game and a win yesterday for the Orioles against the Nationals, this has been a really resilient ball club the last few years, JJ. Just when you think things are maybe slipping away a bit, the Orioles find a way to get it together. And actually, when you think about that six-game skid, it's almost ancient history how the team has battled back, taking the series against the Yankees, splitting on the road in a four-game set against the Jays, and taking game one against D.C. Is that hard to do as a major leaguer and as a major league ball club to erase what happened yesterday and come back and try and win today?
It can be difficult. It definitely can, but it's one of those things that, it's such a long season. You can't dwell on the day before, or, even if you've lost three in a row or whatever it is, you can't dwell on it. You got to get past it and move forward. We know we're playing again, tomorrow and the next day and the next day. So just try and stay positive and focus on the task in front of you.
JJ, for you personally right now, it seems you're hitting as well as you did your first year in Baltimore and in other parts of your career. You had a very good year last year at the plate, but obviously the average was not where you wanted it to be, and April was similar this year for you. Do you feel as locked in as you have been at any point during your Oriole career?
I don't know about it. Feel as locked in, but I definitely feel better. I mean, I feel more aggressive, definitely more offensive. I feel like when I get in trouble, it's when I'm being real defensive up there and just trying to put the ball in play instead of drive the ball. So I feel like I'm taking better swings and definitely getting better results.
Yeah, you're going to be sad to see May go, a six home run May for J.J. Hardy. J.J., I want to ask you about Jim Johnson and the struggles he's had of late. From my vantage point, covering the club now for a long time, he's one of the most well-respected guys in that clubhouse. Is it hard to see a teammate go through something like this? Do players step in and pat him on the back, offer words of encouragement for a guy who's been an all-star and so well accomplished over the course of his career?
A little bit. I mean, we all feel for him. I think, it's been a little bit of a rough stretch, but I mean, there's been some bad luck and stuff, but I don't think that any of us in this clubhouse have lost faith in what he can do. I mean, you look at the last couple years and even beginning of this year, I mean, his save percentage is still one of the best in baseball. So it's not like he's lost what he's had. He's still one of the best closers in the game.
Asking about tonight's starting pitcher, Kevin Gausman. What did you see from Kevin Gausman 5 days ago? Just your general observations as a longtime veteran baseball player.
A great, great arm, good stuff. Maybe a little bit nervous at times, and I think he'll get past all that, and all his good stuff is gonna play really well up here.
And what about tonight's starter for the Nationals, a rookie coming up from Double-A, making his major league debut? What do you know about young Carnes coming up from Harrisburg tonight to pitch against Baltimore?
I know absolutely nothing about him. I think he's a righty. That's all I know. We'll go in the video room here soon and see if they got any video on him. Take a look, see if they got anything on him. And then just go off of that. But not many of us know anything about him.
Do you want to know everything you possibly can at this point? Or is there something to be said for kind of going in blindly to a game like this up against a young rookie?
I would much rather know. I don't know about everyone else, but I definitely want to know what pitches he throws. And, if there is video, I'd like to see what he looks like.
J.J. Hardy, Oriole shortstop, kind enough to join us from the nation's capital before the Orioles take on the Washington Nationals. J.J., thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you, Brett.